Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans, pardon me, with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And I am so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for the study of God's Word. So I just give God praise and glory tonight. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. So we're going to get ready for our song. Thank you.
Pray.
scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He riseth up the poor, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dungeon, dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes, the prince of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. I have just read you from Psalms 113 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have our prayer by Prophetess Martin.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Father God, that you please forgive us for every known and unknown sin we've committed in our life, Father God. We pray you forgive us if we've taken anything for granted, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for everything that you have done for us, everything, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Father God, we pray that you cover the line, Lord God. We pray that you bind up the strong man, Father God. Bind him up from our minds. Bind him up from our body, Lord God. And we command him to go right now in Jesus' name, Father. We pray that you set fire to every witch, every demon, every warlock. Anything that's not of you, Father God, we pray that we command it to go right now in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you open up our minds and our hearts to receive this word. We pray that for understanding, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you and we love you. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Awesome job. Amen. So we give reverence. I give reverence to the Lord who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I thank and praise God on tonight for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. We're going to go into our Bible studies now. We're in the sixth chapter of Genesis. And I'm going to read the chapter for your hearing. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wicked of the man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I would destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found
grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was just a man and a and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was full with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupt his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shall thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shall thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shall thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and their wives, and thy wives and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind and cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing of their kind, every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep thee alive, keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God had commanded him. Amen. That was awesome. Just give me a second here. I don't have my questions. What are my questions? Okay. I got them. Okay. Who were the sons? Who was the sons of God that looked on the daughters of men? Okay. Can anybody answer that for me? Who were the sons of God?
Were the sons of God angels?
Yeah. Yes, they were. So, what did they do wrong, angels? Did everybody hear that?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay, the sons of God were angels. Okay. And the B on that question is, what did they do wrong? Anybody know?
They came down and had children with the women, and they birthed giants.
Right. They took the daughters of men. You know, I just read about the daughters of men. They took the daughters of men as wives, and they should have, because when they did that, they made giants. They made big, strong people. Man, okay, yeah. How did God view the world? How did he see, like we are now, Moses? How did he see the world? How did he view the world?
He viewed it as wicked.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Man was very wicked. Go ahead.
It say, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So he felt like they were just going to keep on going bad, and it was wicked.
So man was very wicked and bent on evil. He was just doing evil after evil. So how did he feel about man at this time?
Right now, on today, Jesus died for our sins, right?
Talking about at the time then. At that
time. He wanted
to
destroy man?
He wanted to destroy. He was sorry he had made man. He was repenting. That's what it means. He was sorry he made man.
Mm-hmm.
He was sorry he had made man.
Yeah, it had grieved God, and it's just something how it showed that God had emotions, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. That's why I kicked Adam and them out of that. They upset him. Kicked him out of that. The garden. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. What did God find that was righteous? Who? Wait a minute. Who did God find that was righteous? Ooh, I'm messing up tonight.
It was Noah.
Mm-hmm. It was Noah. And what did God tell him to do?
He saw him create an ark.
That's right. And so, what are the dimensions of the ark?
Cubits.
Mm-hmm.
In breadth, and 50 cubits in height, and 30 cubits.
Mm-hmm. It was 300 cubits long, which equal to 450 feet. 50 cubits wide, which is 75 feet wide, and 30 cubits high, which is 45 feet high, tall.
Mm-hmm.
So, of the clean animals, how many were to be taken of males and the females?
Seven.
Who said that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Whoever said it. It was seven. I know who it was. Seven each. Seven each.
Male and female.
Mm-hmm. And how many of the unclean animals?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Male and female.
That's right. So when somebody asks you, how did Noah take the animals in? a lot of people say 2x2, but it's 2x7. Remember that it's 2x7, it's not 2x2. Not 2x2.
All right, Apostle. What scripture is that? The 2x7?
That's in chapter 7, verse 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just wondering why we didn't see it in 6, but okay.
In 6,
Right.
Ain't that
you asked us a question in chapter 6. You asked us a chapter. Okay.
Yeah. Amen. So we got so much time. Did everybody understand this? Did you understand it? Because, I mean, I read the chapter and everything, but I just dug deep and went in because the giants were called Nephilim.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They were called Nephilim. But it was some people that, it was some descendants of Cain that was the son of men, or the daughters of men, when men became to multiply. It was a lot of Cain people, and it was other persons, like profane persons, who had joined them. And they was the one up here called, when they said men, because they had disregard, a lot of disregard for what God was saying in his ways. And they didn't really believe in God and stuff like that, these other guys. But Noah was a preacher, prophet, and had a church too. Mm-hmm. I just did some studying and reading for myself. It ain't right here in the scriptures. It's not right here in this scripture, but I did some searching and stuff like that. But God is getting ready to destroy the earth. That's what he's getting ready to, because the wickedness of men. Mm-hmm. And the giants were called Nephilim. That's over there in Numbers chapter 13, verse 33.
Right.
I want everybody to know that. Numbers 13. Verse. Huh?
I know God destroyed the world with the flood and everything, but do the giants still exist?
Uh-uh. Nope.
No.
No, they don't. I don't know. I mean, I can't see where, because what I was thinking about today was, because I had wrote down the genealogy from Adam and Eve, and I got it down, but then I heard the Holy Spirit say, well, after Noah, all of them going to be gone.
That's
except
right.
For Noah and his family. They're gonna be destroyed by the flood.
Yeah.
So
where did Goliath come from, Dan? Where did Goliath come from?
Goliath. You know what? I don't know. Maybe it was some more giant stuff, but that's on down the line. I will see. We'll see. I don't know where Goliath come from, but all of those people, except for Noah's family now, died in the flood. He only took Noah's family. That's what it says in the word. He only took Noah's family. So we're going to see where that giant come from when we get to it, because I would like to know, too. That's a good question.
The giants, mm-hmm. God had closed. When the angels used to come down and have children with the women of earth, the women bear, and they were giants in the earth. And God stopped the communication from the angels from coming down. And I'll find that mm-hmm. in the scriptures for you, to show you scriptures for that.
Okay.
And that's where Goliath came from, when David slew Goliath. But God mm-hmm. set up the heavens so the angels could not come down anymore because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll find that mm-hmm. scripture for you.
Okay. No, I didn't know where Goliath come from, but I know back then every one of them giants and all the people got washed away in the flood.
Mhm.
I do know
that's
that. Right. Mhm. So any questions? Anything anybody have to ask or say? Any comments or anything? I think it was a very good lesson. I really do. It lets us know, we begin to know why God did what he did with the flood. It lets us know. And then, people was making fun of Noah when he was making the ark, because they thought he was losing his mind. Even his kids were saying, what you doing this for? But he didn't care. You have to, when God tell you, some other people may not understand what he's telling you, because he didn't tell them, he told you. That's a lot of stuff, kind of what I get from it. Because you can't sit around and think people going to understand the directions or whatever he told you to do. People won't understand it. And some may think you're losing your mind until something else comes through. That's why, we have to stay prayerful, and we have to stay humble before the Lord. And God will give us assignments. That's an assignment. And Noah is the only one of them that found grace in the eyes of God. Mm-hmm.
So, Apostle, it was forbidden mm-hmm. for the fallen angels to come down and be with the
yeah.
be with the women.
Mhm.
So, what were they supposed to do? Be with women angels, or get married or something?
Well, some angels, it's different angels, and some of them, I just feel like some of them look like some of them look like us, and some of them are cherubims and cherubims, and it's different angels. So I don't really know. Some of them don't have that where they can have sex and stuff like that. I don't really know about that. If I was sure of it, I would say, but I'm not sure because it's not in the scriptures. And I had never, that had never come across my mind, but that's a good question, But it was, I guess it was, they was looking good, because when I read about the women, that they was fine and looking good. They was, good for men to look at. So, mm-hmm. And let me see, the sons of men, no, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And I guess these angels married these women. Because mm-hmm, it was like mixed marriages, and that's where them giants come from. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what God got them for, they were doing evil. The other profane persons who had joined Cain in them, knowing them, they was doing really a lot of evil, killing and violence and raping and all kind of stuff. And God was so upset and angry because they wouldn't go to church. They didn't want to hear the word. They didn't want to hear the word. And so God just got, So God just got tired of talking to them, telling them the same thing. And see, God judged us by the heart. They didn't have to really say a whole lot, but he was looking at their heart. He knew their heart wasn't going to change. It was going to be evil continually. Going to be evil continually. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's a whole lot to that. Because, you know, sin really transforms the world. I mean, and it came from Adam, but sin transforms the world with corruption, wickedness, and disorder, disobedience. And God just repented. He said, I hate I did this. I hate I made them. But I'm going to do something about it. And they weren't trying to pray. You know, and I know Noah and them was. And that's why he found grace in the eyes of God. But it was so many of them that didn't. And so God said, well, I'd rather just go ahead on and get this over with. Anybody else have any questions? It's too early, y'all. It was too quick. And next week we're going to do chapter 7 and 8. Because this is it's too quick. It's too early. I ain't ready to get out. Let me see. You have 6 questions. Mm-hmm. But yes, anybody else have anything before? I could say a whole lot, but I want you all to be able to understand. Do everybody understand? Because y'all been keeping up as we going through chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. Everybody understand how we got here? Everybody understand? Everybody going Amen. Off the line?
Amen.
All right.
I wanted to say that it looks like Adam's children and grandchildren and great-grand sons had a lot of daughters. And, you know, I know that his males was mentioned, his grandsons and great-grandsons were mentioned in the genealogy. But looks like they had a lot of daughters that weren't mentioned. And these daughters were taken by the angels, and they were pregnant. They got pregnant because, you know, the angels or the the fallen angels saw them and took them, and, you know, they had babies, and, you know, giants came about. That's how giants came about. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So it's just something how, you know, I guess Cain, you know, and Adam with the whole sin against God and Eden, the the forbidden fruit, just all this sin just came about, you know, and I know that, you know, the curse, it was just really deep, you know, anyway, it was just deep how things just went. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm glad. Well, and it's like after that, that's when we was born into iniquity. We was born into sin after Adam and sin. After Adam and Eve sinned and he kicked them out, then the baby started being born into sin. And or was it after Cain? I think it was after Adam. Well, Adam and Eve the one sinned. So children she had was susceptible to sin because they had sinned. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost like it's almost in your blood before you come out the womb. And that's why, you know, a lot of them was doing what they was doing. And then they got worse. It got worse. Mm-hmm. It got worse. So that's when God wanted to create me to get everything out of here and try to guess we get it renewed. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was looking up some stuff and you had to be careful with them commentaries because if you better know what you're talking about and don't add none to God's word because that's, you know, in some of them, they got some of that's added. And you know, it's just like they interpret it just like I'm talking, but we have to be careful not to fall into that because we see what the word of God say, and it ain't no such thing that God probably meant this. No, God say what he mean and mean what he say. Some commentaries are very good because I use one, this thing is oldest, I don't know, it's very old, but it got a lot of good stuff in it. And thing it says, I don't take hold to it because, and it might be true, I just, if I can't hardly find it, then I don't, you know, I don't want to hear it because, But God wanted them to honor him and worship and praise him, and they didn't. And so he's going to destroy the earth with the flood. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till 7 comes because it's like that's when Noah gets into the ark and a whole lot of other good things. But, yeah. So, you know, we've done it already. It's after 8 o'clock when y'all had a lot of questions, too. Mm-hmm. Questions was, well, y'all had a lot of questions, 5 questions, and then you had 1, 2, or 3 extra ones. So it was about 8 questions. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to hold you. We're going to come back on here next week, though. We're going to have chapter 7 and 8 because we want to make sure we can stay the whole hour. It's going to get really, really, really good. It's already good, but just wait. You're going to just see things that you haven't seen. Even to this, a lot of y'all haven't seen this and know this about the giants. Mm-hmm. But it's a good thing. So anyway, I'm not going to hold you. God bless you. Anyone else have anything to say before I close out? Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you for this Bible class. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we understand this teaching on tonight, this Bible study on tonight. We thank you tonight for being right in the midst of us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. I ask you to encamp angels all around about they and their family, Father. In the name of Jesus, I ask you on tonight, Lord, to lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you tonight for being the teacher in the name of Jesus. I thank you tonight for being here and having us, helping us to understand. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God, we thank you. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. All righty. God bless y'all. Thank you for coming on, and we'll see you right here tomorrow night for the Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. God bless you all. Love you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.